We're doing the Chazon Ish Minhag Bitachon. We're up to the 15th paragraph, which is the conclusion of the first chapter. The Chazon Ish had been describing man from the most basic functionality of man to the more intricate details of the functions of the human body till the development of the human mind and the human soul and the elevated levels that man can attain. And he concludes and says, "Umanichbad zayish," and how respected is this man, "Asher bavodato matmedet," that through diligent, consistent work. Again, everything we've been describing here takes time to develop, and it's not a world of haves and have-nots. It's a world of those that are willing to work diligently and those that are not. Obviously, there are those who are not given the capacity. There are people who are born with limited capacity. But most of the world has capacity. It's a question of whether people are willing to work diligently. So this person who has worked diligently, consistently, aletabia dolikvaresen alpimidot agasot edyan livlom. And so he has succeeded in placing a muzzle on the more crass traits, where he can muzzle them, he can control them. They exist. It's not that he's eradicated them, but rather he controls them. Ein kas. So there's no anger. Ein roges. No getting upset. Ein sinah. There's no hatred. Ein eiva. No enmity. Ein nikima. No revenge. Ein netira, no vengeance, no maintaining a grudge. Ein shifa achar kavod, no arrogance, no aspirations for honor. Vein tava l'shashuei havalim, nor is there a desire for the pastimes that are just wastes of times, that are just vain. Uchshem shesichlo shleatzil nachon v'dato dat emet. And just as this person who has attained this noble level has a mind that is broadly based. His mind is always working on things that have a good basis. The Chazon Ish had discussed earlier that we have a tendency, even in our quest for spirituality, to pursue imagined pursuits, imagined spirituality. And the Chazon Ish had said that we have a responsibility to discern between that which is imagined spirituality and real spirituality. So his mind has good foundation. Vidato dat emet, and his thoughts are true. Ken adimayon shelo, by the same token, his imagination, machia tamid et kafa emet, is always going to go for the truth. The Chazon Ish had said that one of our challenges is that our imagination likes falsehood. Our imagination is actually enamored by things that are false. We discussed yellow journalism. We like to see that woman gave birth to man with five heads. We stand there and read it, and our imagination revels in the pleasure of the moment, reading something which we know isn't true. But when a person has reached this level, so his mind is well-founded, his thoughts are true, even his imagination is always going with the truth. V'amitad mitziuto yitbarach mitkabelet al libo. And the truth of Hashem's existence is accepted in his heart. One has to synthesize, one has to work it out, one has to ask the questions. There's a phenomenal piece by Rav Nevenzahl in this week's Parsha, where he discusses the difference between diligence and laziness. How Yaakov Avinu worked with diligence for 21 years, and if we think about that, that's mind-boggling. He enters the service of Lavan, he's over 70 years old, and Lavan swindles him. So the first 7 years, we can understand, even though it wasn't fair, ordinarily parents give a dowry, and here he has to pay 7 years' worth of labor for his wife, we can understand. But along come the second set of 7 years. And Yaakov Avinu knows that he doesn't really owe him this. He's tricked him. He's been unfair and unkind to him. And yet, our sages say, all 21 years, Yaakov worked faithfully for Lavan. What honesty, what diligence. What does it mean to be 77 years old and working in the cold and in the heat and watching someone else's sheep when you know they tricked you into these 7 years? And you know you're not working for him for an hour with a question, will he pay me or won't he pay me? You're working for him for 7 years and you know he's not going to pay me. He tricked me into having two wives. I didn't want the second wife. And he's going to work for him for 7 years in honesty. And after he concludes the 14 years, he goes another 6 years working with Lavan, who repeatedly changes his wages. And Yaakov Avinu can testify in the end, Zeli Asrim Shana Beveitecha, I've been 20 years in your house, and I've never, never missed a beat. And the winter and the summer, and the nights and in the days, I've never let the sheep go wild. I've never let the sheep be harmed. I've never brought you a sheep that was devoured and said, sorry, I couldn't do it. I paid out of pocket if anything happened. What honesty! We look at it and it's mind-boggling. Where do we get such honesty? When we're really willing to work. When a person is honest and he's willing to be diligent, it goes hand in hand. So Rav Nevenzahl writes, he says, how come a person can reach the age of 20 and 30 and 40 and he's never taken the time to ask the question, is this true? How do I know what I'm doing is true? So he says that's laziness. A person never took the time to verify the basics of Jewish faith. He can lead his life without stopping to ask himself, what's going on here? Yeah, because come on, I'm just doing it. The Chazon Ish writes over here, Amitat mitziuto yitbarach mitkabelet alibo. The truth of Hashem's existence is settled, is accepted in his heart, because if one is willing to work at it, then one will ask the questions. And after asking the questions, one will hear the answers and say, I'm not sure, I have to think about it. Okay, that makes sense. I still have to digest that. Let me think about that some more. No one's saying you should buy into it quickly. On the contrary, question, ask some more, verify better. But over time, that understanding, if you're willing to work at it, then you connect to it on a totally different level. Mitkabelet alibo. Part of the nobility is that a person can lead a life where he says, I've come to terms, I'm comfortable with it. I haven't avoided the question. Chazon Ish began the book describing the gnawing question that can really cause one to feel like all of life is worthless. I don't have an answer to the most basic question. What am I doing here? But if I can read through this first chapter and read it again and think it through and reach a point where I connect to it, and with work, I come to a point where I'm comfortable with it. Lelo hisus, without hesitation. I remember in my own work, in my own avodat Hashem, how many times I asked myself, can I say this without hesitation? And what bothered me, because I tried to be honest with myself, what bothered me was because I knew that I cannot. I knew that there are lingering doubts. It took years of work and learning to reach a point where I could say, no, I don't hesitate. I remember years ago when I couldn't look at a bris milah. I didn't feel comfortable. And only after a certain number of years, I said to myself, I'm wrong for being uncomfortable. This is a mitzvah. I have to work on myself. But initially, I wasn't prepared to say that. I felt like I am uncomfortable with that. So that's Hashem's mitzvah. Fine. I don't have to deal with it. Then I said to myself, that's not true. I do have to deal with it. It's my mitzvah. And over time, when things became clearer to me, the more it became clear to me that I better be comfortable with it, because there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with the me who has something wrong with it. That's when I forced myself to become a moel. I said, I got to work on this. But it takes time. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, these are stages the Chazon Ish is talking about. He's saying a person attains a level where he can accept Hashem's existence without hesitation, ve'lo lo pikpuk, and without doubt. It's another level. Ki libo ro'e tamid birkei noga lemala migdrei olam. because his heart constantly witnesses bolts of light coming from above. From above the world. And as he recognizes his creator, he finds the answer to the world's riddle, asher hadricha menuchato lelo fugot. That riddle which has kept him up at nights, which has plagued him and bothered him without giving him respite. And he concludes the first chapter with four declarations. אני מאמין במורה נשלמה שברית בשמו מנהיג וברוא לכל הברואים ולבדו עשה ועושה ויעשה את כל המעשים. I believe completely, says the Chazon Ish, that the Creator, blessed be His name, He controls and created all creatures, and He alone always was, always is, and always will be, and has always done everything that's here. אני מאמין במורה נשלמה שברית בשמו יחיד ואין יחדות כמו בשום פנים ולבדו Emet hayah hoveh v'yeh. I believe completely that the Creator, blessed be His name, He is singular and none are singular as Him. In any way, He is true, He was, is, and will always be. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlemah she'bareit barach shmo eino guf, v'lo yasigu masigei haguf, ein lo shum dimyon klal. I believe with complete faith that Hashem has no body. And those who perceive bodies will never be able to completely perceive Him, and there's nothing comparable to Him. I believe with complete belief that the Creator, blessed be His name, was the first and He is the last. And with that, he concludes the first chapter.